The fanfare rings true here on Prairie Public. It means it's Thursday, time to go to the movies with our great friend Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
This week's movie is Bob Trevino Likes It. Here's the trailer.
I've been doing some thinking, and I got some stuff that I wanted to share with you.
Dad, is this an itemized list of all the expenses of being my father?
Yeah.
Dad, there's baby food on here.
Do you know where you would be without me?
We're over.
I'm here to see a counselor. It's my first time.
Why don't you give me your history in your own words, and we can go from there.
Leaving my home is out of place.
My dad stopped talking to me.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, it's me.
Gotcha. Leave a message.
Hi.
Mailbox is full.
If I'm not the same, is that okay?
So I went searching for him.
Dad?
And I accidentally found another Bob Trevino.
Bob Trevino likes your comment.
Are we related?
Jeannie, I think I may have made a friend.
Who?
Some young woman on the internet.
My name is Lily Trevino.
I don't even know how she found me.
He's funny.
Look, she's screaming into the void. No one even likes her post.
Just don't give her any money.
Maybe I was made to
live. Hi.
Hi.
She's just a kid.
What do you think of this film, and how did social media and the digital age factor into it?
Well, social media doesn't have much to do with the main character's relationship with her real father. What it has to do with is her friending. If you've seen the trailer, she friends a man, played by John Leguizamo, who has the same name as her father, Bob Trevino, okay? Now, Lily, the main character, is played by Barbie Ferreira in a really, really good performance. Barbie Ferreira is kind of a body positivity model and actress, and she's really good in this film, and you feel all the emotions she's feeling. Just to give you some background, her character is kind of a sad sack character. There's a lot of people like this in life. They don't have a lot of friends. She doesn't have a lot of friends. When she posts stuff on Facebook, nobody likes it. Nobody comments. You know, she's very, she's someone in need of something. And her real father, played by French Stewart, who plays Robert Trevino, is not the answer. He raised her because the mom, you know, ran off because their mom was a drinker and did drugs. So he raised Lily, but he is basically a very, very selfish father who expects a lot from his daughter and really is not there for her. And you have to go to see the movie to see what I'm talking about. There's a particular scene where he he presents something to her that is just something my father would have never done. It's just, you're shaking your head like, I can't believe he is doing this, you know? So she needs something else in her life. And through Facebook, she friends a man named Bob Trevino who lives about an hour away. And that's played by John Leguizamo. And at first she wonders, are they related? Are they not related? They're not, but they become friends. And that's the really interesting part of this film, is how you can find accidental friendship on the internet. Now, there's nothing sexual going on here. She's a 20-something-year-old woman. Bob Trevino, the man she friends, is in his 50s. But they have this connection, and it's based on a real incident by the director, Tracy Lehman, who did this. She was doing some searching for relatives and found a man, an older man, who she became friends with. And so this whole film is based on a real incident that happened to the director, Tracy Lehman, who went to film school down at the University of Texas. That's how she got her start. So it's really a two-person film. It's John Leguizamo and Barbie Ferreira, and they're really good together. Now, I will say it's a short film. It goes very fast. Some of the situations seem a little too cutesy for me in terms of the directing, and some of them seem a little embellished. Like, I'm not really sure if that happened. So, you know, there's something called artistic license, right, Craig? We talk about this all the time, and I'm sure Tracy Lehman used some artistic license. Some of the situations seem like they wouldn't happen that way, but I'm really not sure. So the film doesn't ring true all the time, but in the end, it's an emotional film that I think it's hard not to feel something by the end of this movie. Overall, I liked it. I don't think it's a great film, but it's a small independent film that's gotten a release, and I'm happy for that, even if it's not going to be a box office juggernaut. I do think people will like this movie.
You mentioned, Matt, that it's an independent film, and that leads to the question that I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
How does a film like this get through the steps against probably pretty long odds to make it into a theater that you got to go watch it in?
So Tracy Layman has even discussed this in interviews about this movie, how difficult it is to direct a narrative feature film on a small budget, even though John Leguizamo is a name actor. She got a name actor in Leguizamo to play Bob Trevino. So that was crucial. That was the first big step for an independent film director like Tracy Layman is, can I find a name actor to play this, you know, Hispanic? He's a Hispanic builder of homes. That's what his job is. He's really good at construction and building homes and things like this. And in the film, he has a wife played by Rachel Bae Jones. I'll get to that in a minute, who plays his wife Jeannie. And that's a really interesting performance too that I want to chat about. But yeah, it is my friend Tom Brandau, who passed away a few years ago. He was a film teacher at Morehead State. He said to me once, making a narrative feature film is not for sissies. It is. You're dependent on your actors, who you can get. You know, you max out credit cards. It's one of the hardest things in the world to pull off is a really good narrative feature film on a small budget. And I think I have to give her credit. She basically kind of pulls it off thanks to her two lead performances.
These films probably go through the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Steps of being end up coming to us. Did this one win any indie awards?
I didn't check the awards on this. Typically, a film like this goes through the festival circuit first, then gets a distribution deal. So I'm not really sure the genesis of the film. As I said, it's based on a real thing that happened to her. So she made it in the last year or so. So I give her a lot of credit for doing this. It's well done. You know, the cinematography is good. I think the script is pretty good. The performances are good. A couple interesting things here. The relationship in the film between Bob Trevino and his wife, played by Rachel Bae Jones, is really interesting because they're in love. They're a couple. They don't have kids, although there was a child in the past. I don't want to give too much away on that. But she seems like a spouse that's kind of checked out a little bit. They have scenes that are... he wants a little bit more out of her, and I think she's checked out a little bit emotionally from the relationship. And boy, that happens, doesn't it, Craig? It happens in relationships all the time. The other interesting psychological dynamic of the film is Lily's character. Lily's character is needy. She wants affection. She wants someone in her life that can be meaningful to her other than her father. And she's got kind of a habit in the film that plays itself out that's very awkward to watch of, if someone doesn't message her back right away or text her back right away, she gets panicky, she gets freaky. And there are people out there like that. I've experienced them. If you don't respond to their text within a few minutes, there must be some psychological definition for this. You know, like, oh, did I say something wrong? Because they haven't texted back in an hour or two. You know, there are people out there like that, and I feel for them because I can kind of put myself in their spot of, yeah, that must be scary to think no one's going to text you back. And so Lily has this because of her poor relationship with her father, her inability to make friends, socially awkward, this kind of thing. And what she finds in the John Leguizamo character is something that is akin to kind of a second dad that she never had. And that's really where the film goes. There's some unexpected twists and turns. Not going to talk about those, of course, but it is out there right now. It's in theaters. I saw it at the Fargo Theater, and I think it is worth a look. Not a great film. It's not going to make a lot of money because films like this don't make a lot of money. But good for Tracy Layman to make it and get it out there.
Matt, what's coming down the road on our weekly chit-chat?
Oh, boy. Sinners is a new horror film coming out that's getting a lot of buzz. That opens at the Fargo Theater and elsewhere tomorrow. There's an interesting little British film that's opening as well soon. I can't remember the name of it now. It's one of these typical British comedy films they make about interesting people in a little village. And I do want to see that as well. And The Amateur is actually getting pretty good reviews with Rami Malek, and I might check that out next week. We'll let you know.
The Minecraft movie?
No. Not gonna go to. I did Snow White. I did my penance, didn't I? I'm sure Minecraft is better than Snow White. It's just, you know, it's not my. Even though my kids played Minecraft, I'm certainly aware of how an interesting game it is. I'm probably not going to see that one.
Let's turn to the Oscar trivia. I wanted to give you a question about fatherhood, Matt. Which movie won the Best Picture at the 1980 Academy Awards?
Or are you talking about the awards for the films released in 79?
79.
Kramer versus Kramer with Dustin Hoffman.
That's exactly
right. Best actor. His first best actor win. And it was
great film
ahead of its
well.
Time for sure, because he, you know, he ends up getting custody of the child, which was unheard of, you know, at that time in divorce proceedings. So very, very good movie for sure.
We've been to the movies with our great friend, Matt Olean. Matt, we'll see you next week.
See ya.